Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Michael Amadei Show, episode 591, Christmas Eve, 2022. It's a cold day here in Denver, Colorado, and I'm sitting here with some coffee in my hand, surrounded by books, unread books, books I've read, every kind of story, every kind of subject matter. And it makes me think about the varied things that have happened over the year. It's been quite a year. I realized tonight, as I perform or play at for church services, we'll mark the 222nd performance or instance of me playing music this year, and for people in person, not including live streams or anything. And that is a very humbling thing, and I realize that those are all moments and chances to connect with somebody. Or let the music connect, rather. And I don't take the ability to be able to do that and engage in that sacred dance for granted. Because to me, it's something that I've dedicated myself to. It's how I make my living, is what I do. And I find immense joy in the practice. But I'm also thinking about, you know, some of the things that have been lost this year. I lost my longtime dog, Hemingway. I lost a longtime friend, Mr. Mike Purcell. There's been another friend of mine who was named Carl Toogood, who is on the verge of crossing over into the next life. Who just suffered what's ultimately going to end up being a fatal stroke a few weeks ago. And he is someone that I have played music with. He would bring his flute and we would play at least a song or two after a church service every Sunday morning, so he could practice. And Carl was a very enthusiastic and loving guy, and he just loved music so much. And so while he hasn't passed yet, he's been unconscious, and I suppose that I'm finding myself mourning him along with my friend Mike and with Hemingway, who, while the dog, was one of my best friends and a family member. I've lost relationships, you know, one or two friendships. I've lost a romantic relationship this year. And I'm sad, but I understand the reasoning. I'm not in any way, you know, wanting to go back and change things. They are as they are, and I accept them. And I accept the adventures moving forward. All in all, I'm happy to have lived and spent this last year, since Christmas Eve of last year. I'm happy to have been able to live this life in this time. And I endeavor and I look forward to living another full year and giving as much of myself as possible. I think me getting back into the habit of this podcast is probably part of that. And while something like this entry being kind of just an open, vulnerable moment feels a bit self-indulgent to me, I will leave that up to you, the listener, if you would rather listen or maybe tune into something more useful. But I hope that you're enjoying the time with the people you are around, and I hope that you are able to find some peace and comfort at this time. And I hope as the year comes to a close, you're able to find some purpose. I'm toying with the idea of doing a live stream New Year's planning kind of party where people could jump on and help, you know, or plan the year together. We could just do it together and go topic by topic. If that's something you're interested in doing, you can send me a message. Find me on social media anywhere. Just look at Michael Amadei. I'm the guy with the cowboy hat. or you can send me a message at michaelamadei@gmail.com. But until next time, which will likely be tomorrow, keep living authentically, keep living creatively, and reach out, connect with the ones you love. Merry Christmas.